Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
According to Big Perk, the MVP race is Jason Tatum 1, Giannis Antetokounmpo 2, Devin Booker at 3. How we feeling today, Big Perk?
Oh, I'm standing on my list. That's how I'm feeling.
Beautiful! Giannis!
My list is flawless.
Booker!
Anybody that disagree with me, they're the one with the problem.
You are entitled to your opinion, even if you are wrong.
Wow.
Right now, he's the clear front runner for the MVP.
Plenty of time. It's another one.
And we can't say enough with Giannis where he got the Milwaukee Bucks at right now.
Antetokounmpo throws it down.
We talk about Devin Booker. Now, if anybody have a problem with this list, shame on them.
What a night it was in the NBA, and what a night it was for our friend Kendrick Perkins' MVP list. I am joined by Richard Jefferson and the aforementioned Mr. Perkins himself. I guess this is a rhetorical question, Perk. How you feel about your MVP list?
I mean, you know, they had one individual yesterday was like, oh, you're entitled to your opinion, but just because you say your opinion doesn't make you right, I'm wrong. No, I'm not wrong. I'm actually standing up here right now. I'm sitting here right now.
Which one?
I'm feeling myself.
You're feeling yourself.
Okay.
All right. Well, Perk, I guess when you speak, Caesar listens. So let's take a look. We're going to take a look. We're going to run through some of the play from yesterday evening because there's an updated list of odds, and we're going to get to that.
There's an updated
right
list?
Here. There's an updated list. Jason Tatum 1 for MVP betting favorite. Luka Doncic 2. Giannis Antetokounmpo 3. So Jason Tatum now in the lead. Remember yesterday it was Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker. So speaking of Devin Booker, let's start there with your number 3 candidate and go to the Suns versus the Bulls yesterday because Devin Booker, you see that look? You see that face right there? That's a look of a man who's about to go absolutely bonkers.
Yes, Devin Booker was putting on an absolute show. And look, the best thing that I like about Devin Booker is that he does it in a variety of ways. He can just hit you with pull-ups, hit you with threes. He just has such an efficient first half.
Well, he had 25 points in the first half, 10 of 14 shooting. He kept it going in the third quarter. The Suns up 19. Devin Booker extends that lead as he pulls up for three. And then the next possession here gets in the lane. Little left-handed hook shot.
Unis, though. Malika, this is what I grew up on. These unis are some of the cleanest in the game. I'm glad these retros are back. And I think Devin Booker is, too.
Well, and then I think the crowd, they may agree with Devin, with what Perk is saying about Devin Booker because he pulls up for three here. And then take a listen to the crowd.
Say it louder.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Booker drains another three there.
Oh, they're beating up on the Bulls. Relax.
Watch Devin Booker here, though. Goes in for the steal, gets it, goes all the way, slams it down with authority. Even Kevin Durant would take notice, saying 20 of 25. That is ridiculous, Devin Booker.
And Kevin knows. He put up a similar stat like that against Orlando. Same quality of team, Chicago and Orlando.
Suns win. Here's Devin Booker.
What did you know you were hitting that song?
Do you want me to hit the Javon Carter?
When I woke up.
Or KD?
When I wake up.
When I woke up.
So take a look at Devin Booker's last two games. 44 points on Monday, followed by 51 points last night. It's the sixth time Booker has scored 90 points or more in a two-game span, and no one else in Suns history has done that even once. So Devin Booker is tied for sixth in the MVP odds with Kevin Durant. Why doesn't he get enough MVP love here, Rich?
I don't know. That's a great question. Well, look, even when he was Multiple times, Devin Booker has been an addition to the All-Star game. Even when his performance was quality, even when his team was tops in the conference, he was an addition. I don't know. There's something about Devin Booker that people don't give him the love that he deserves. And the crazy thing about Devin Booker is that he is one of those stars that he showed up on the scene. He's been consistent with one team. He has done everything that you could ask for if you want a star in an organization. And when you put talent around him, and it started in the bubble. Once he got that talent, started in the bubble, and then after that, he has continued to ascend as one of the best players in this league.
Park?
And that's the only thing you could say out of all the things he's doing right now with no Chris Paul, no Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson is out right now, DeAndre Ayton has not played up to a high level this season consistently, and most importantly, they have the best record in the Western Conference, a top three record in the league. See, again, we're going back to this. Devin Booker is not only putting up the numbers, but he's winning basketball games. Number one in the Western Conference. So he should get a lot more love. And it starts with guys like you, Richard, what? So that you can't continue to move the goalposts or do with things that's convenient for them. When you bring up, when you bring up guys like Luka Doncic that's sitting at a 500 record instead of acknowledging what Devin Booker is doing right now, not just individually, but his team is winning games at the top of the Western Conference.
Would you rather have Devin Booker or Luka Doncic?
I mean, right now, I mean, Devin Booker went to the finals. Devin Booker went to the finals.
And Dallas just went to the went conference to the finals last year. Devin Booker just went to the conference. Come on now.
Devin Booker went to the finals. Devin Booker went to the finals. Devin Booker team is at the top of the list.
I just said Luka should have been in the top five. I didn't have a problem with Devin Booker. My issue was with Tyrese Halliburton.
All right, that bell means we're going to keep counting down Kendrick Perkins' list. Let's get to Giannis Antetokounmpo and what he did last night in Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks.
I can't stand him.
Perk or Giannis?
I love Giannis.
That's what I thought you meant. Just being very clear here. All right, 11 minutes to go here in the third. The game's tied 47. Giannis is 6'11", 200. Watch what he does to RJ Barrett.
This is what I'd do to Perk if I could see him right now. Just treat him like a little kid. Get him out the way.
Grown man basketball.
Yeah, but look, this is the thing about Giannis. And look, the score right now, Giannis is doing everything he can. He's talking about, narrative. He's doing it without Chris Paul. You know who's not out there? Chris Middleton hasn't been there all season long. All season long, and where's their team rank? Okay, exactly. But we go to the fourth quarter.
5.5 minutes left here. The Bucks up by 3. Giannis elevates, throws it down.
Can we give a little love to the Knicks out here? Look, that's a very good Milwaukee team that they're out there battling with.
Well, the Bucks are going to win this one 94-89. Giannis finishes 37? With 37, 13 rebounds. Bucks would win 109-103. He also had 7 assists. It kind of looked effortless for him, though, on the offensive side. Perk, do we take nights like this somehow from Giannis for granted?
We take Giannis for granted overall, and I think we're getting bored with his greatness. And I said this a few times when we was on this show, like, we're starting to treat Giannis like LeBron when he was in Cleveland because it's the norm. Like, every single night, you could bet it that Giannis is going to have 30-plus points, 12-plus rebounds, and now he's adding assists to his game, and we're just like, oh, that's just Giannis. No, it's not just Giannis. That's just the most dominant player in the league. That's just the best player in the game today, right? So when I see this out of Giannis and his greatness, who is just scratching the surface of his prime, by the way, we have to acknowledge him even more and not get bored because Giannis does so much for the game of basketball. He's always available. He never cheats us. He always hold himself accountable, and he's always delivering in the moments when we want him to deliver.
Let me say this, and I want to make sure that everyone in America understands this. I agree with Kendrick Perkins.
Whoa. All right. I'm not even going to give you a chance to keep going because I'm afraid where this is going to go.
I agree with Kendrick.
There you go. Let's get to the number one,
Malik,
the leader.
I'm glad you I'm glad he letting the public know, because he always agreed with me behind closed doors.
No, that's a
he
lie.
Just put See, on his I knew this was just going to go
now
off.
Now he's lying. Now you're lying.
Let's get to your leader perk. It is St. Louis's own Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum also went off in the Celtics game against the Heat. It's perk number one MVP candidate as we are sitting here right now. And he's playing in front of some special guests, Prince William and Princess Kate. Tatum, he had it going early, scoring 28 points in the first half on 9 of 14 shooting, Rich.
Well, it's the volume in which guys are scoring, but it's also the efficiency. Which Kevin Durant a few nights ago, we just saw with Devin Booker, and then here, that first half by Jason Tatum was flawless.
Well, and then in the third quarter here, Tatum gets that one to go.
I don't understand how the scoring is so up. I don't care about the take fouls. I don't care about the three-point percentage. Like, Jason Tatum is playing elite, high-level basketball. But again, he was a first-team All-NBA last year, Perk. That's not something that's like, you know what, the first-team All-NBA guy is going to have an MVP-caliber season the next year. That is not this reach. That's not a hot take. That's just called a take.
Perk, how are you feeling watching your guy playing last night?
I felt right because I said this. He is the number one candidate right now for us, MVP candidates. And no one could deny that. And I get it. It's a long list of players. But Jason Tatum attacking the basket and playing with this passion is the Jason Tatum I've been waiting on. He came back with a chip on his shoulder, and he wants that title of being the best player of the NBA, well, along with winning the MVP. Shine with it.
Prince William saying he's very good. So under a minute left to go here, Tatum trying to go for 50. The three rims out. He would finish with 49 points. Here's Jason Tatum after the game.
You know, when I was in layup lines today, the birthday boy, Grant, did his best LeBron impersonation and told me I was going to score 50 today. So I just kept that in the back of my mind as I.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right. Well, it's time for one of my favorite segments then. Perk, what did you tweet after this game?
Your favorite segment.
My favorite segment.
You saw what I tweeted after this game. You know what I tweeted. Here it go right here. If Jason Tatum continues to play at this level with the passion, they will be riding on those ugly-ass duck boats from Beantown come late June. I don't see any team beating the Celtics in the 7-game series. Carry the hell on.
Are we going to get on those duck boats, Perk? I think we should.
I mean, I already rode on the duck boat, you know what I'm saying, through the Bean Town, you know what I'm saying, in a humble way. I say that with all humbleness. But look, here's the thing, right? Jason Tatum playing the way that he's playing right now and the way that this Celtic Rocks roster is currently constructed, Jaylen Brown, you know, all-star caliber player, Marcus Smart has taken a tremendous leap at the point guard position, proving a lot of people wrong and worked on his game, his IQ. The addition of Malcolm Brogdon, Derek Wright, they still don't even have Robert Williams. Big Al Horford mixing it up. Look, if this team, if Jason Tatum is playing like this for the rest of the season consistently, no team in the NBA is going to beat them in a 7-game series. Don't come with the Chris Middleton was out. You know, Giannis still knocking at the door. I don't want to hear none of that. Jason Tatum is on a mission. He told us how he lost sleep. He told us how miserable he was after the finals, and he want to complete the mission. There, I said it.
Okay, we're going to rewind it a quarter of a second. I agree with Perk's list, except the bottom of it. I did not have Halliburton over.
That's where we're going?
We're going to go to it because I got to establish this, right? He's trying to make it seem I was saying Luka over Jason Tatum. That's not what we were issuing. Jason Tatum, the thing that I find most impressive about this start to the season is that he had a shortened summer. When you go to the NBA Finals, you got to take 5 weeks off. You got to take some time to let your body recover. But once he got back into the lab, he had to work on everything that he needed to improve on, especially when we saw it during the NBA Finals. He was struggling to finish. There were some inconsistencies in the paint, and now he is out. Like, he's out shooting Giannis in the paint. Giannis is he's the Greek freak. He does things that we've never seen before. Yeah. So, yes, to Perk's point, if Jason Tatum continues playing at this level, they are going to be the favorites down the stretch. Now, we're only a quarter of the way in the season. That means there's three more quarters. You don't win any games. You don't win any championships in the first quarter. You got to keep doing it all four quarters.
We know that. But, Malika, didn't yesterday Richard had complaints about me having Jason Tatum at the number one spot because he came on here telling us about how he feel like Giannis should be at the number one spot. But then he comes on here today and says, I had no problem with your list, I only had a problem with four and five. Listen,
our producer telling us to bump. We're not going to break yet. We're not going to break, Greg. I just want to let you know, I had no issue with your 1, 2, 3. I didn't like the bottom of your list. I talked about that, but I also talked about Giannis needing to be higher on that list because he is doing all of the things. It wasn't high enough. Number two wasn't high enough, in my opinion.
Here's the thing. If you disagree with Kendrick's list, there's one thing that we know that will be true. When we do this again, his list will be different.
Oh, 100%.
And so then we can do that then. That's fair. All right, still to come on NBA Today, Perk's top three MVP candidates. They weren't the only players who went off last night. We have highlights from KD and Zion. That's next. Plus, Russell Westbrook not only hit one, he hit two buzzer beaters. So we analyze how the Lakers have won their last 6 of 8 games. And it's the moment that we all look forward to. We're going with Vince Carter. Hey, Vince, tell us where we're going.
What's up? The Upper Room, baby.
NBA Today is just getting started. Stick with us.
Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
Welcome back to NBA Today. We have some news out of Milwaukee. Our Adrian Wojnarowski reports that Chris Middleton will make his season debut in Friday's game against the Lakers after having wrist surgery in the offseason. We haven't seen Middleton play, remember, since last spring when he suffered a sprained MCL in game 2 of the first round of the playoffs. For more on Middleton's return, welcoming in now senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, what was it that led to this path for clearing Chris Middleton to be able to play?
Yeah, Malika, I think the conversations with Chris Middleton, with John Horst, their general manager, his agent, Mike Lindemann with XL, and just, you know, certainly that left wrist, the surgery 4 months ago, and that rehab, and then certainly his conditioning in returning to a Milwaukee team that's won 15 of 20 games this season, second to only Boston in the East. Mm. And now for the Bucks, they get to see what they look like whole. And I think certainly putting Chris Middleton back into this lineup, you know, as we get closer to the trade deadline, I think for Milwaukee, taking a look at their whole roster, looking at their bench, where they could still improve, you'll start to see players, you know, ease back into different roles with Middleton's return. But this is a three-time All-Star for them, 20 points a game, and an All-Star season last year. And of course, you know, the Bucks never got to find out whether they could have beaten Boston with him in the conference semifinals. They lost in 7 games without him. And now certainly a Milwaukee team, you know, even more formidable with Middleton's return, and that's poised to happen on Friday night against the Lakers on ESPN.
And that's also Darvin Ham's return to Milwaukee. Woj, you also reported that Al Horford agreed to a 2-year, $20 million contract extension with Boston. What went into this decision by the Celtics?
Hey, remember, this is a Boston organization that lost Al Horford in free agency in 2019. He left for a bigger offer in Philadelphia, got traded to Oklahoma City, and then back to Boston. But this, I think, for both sides, Al Horford has a chance to continue to ride this championship window in Boston. Remember, there was no player in the league's history who had played more postseason games without a finals appearance last year. This contract takes him to his 39th birthday. It is remarkable. I think the renaissance his career has had this second time around in Boston, and you know, certainly the role he's played this season with Robert Williams out. Robert Williams will be back. They're hopeful by Christmas. And Al Horford, I think there's this belief at $10 million a year, you know, can continue to play in a significant role for the Celtics team, not just on the court, but in the locker room. And now you look at summer free agency, Horford's off the board, you know, and players like Brooke Lopez in Milwaukee, who I think the Bucks would love to re-sign, Nikola Vucevic in Chicago can be a free agent, Jakob Poeltl in San Antonio. So you see the list of potential free agent centers dwindle by one. Al Horford back in Boston on a two-year $20 million extension.
Al Horford, such a key piece of that Boston Celtics team. The Heat and the Celtics, they face off once again tomorrow night. Woj, thank you so much. We are going to go coast to coast now. We're going to start with the Nets, who announced that Ben Simmons will miss at least three games with a calf strain. Still, they beat the Wizards behind 39 points from Kevin Durant. You had an up-close and personal seat to KD last week, RJ. What'd you think?
He is playing outstanding. Some of the basketball that I've watched him play, we're talking about just effortless, consistent, efficient. What he did against Orlando, putting up almost a 50 ball against those boys. It was so, so impressive. And look, Ben Simmons, the hardest part about Ben Simmons being out right now is he was playing some of the best basketball of the season, the best basketball since he's been back. And
absolutely,
unfortunately, he's not going to be able to build on that.
Well, let's keep it pushing to the Pelicans. They beat the Raptors by 18. Zion filled up the stat sheet. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. I need to take another breath after all that. The Pelicans, they've won 7 of their last 9 games. Here was Zion after that game.
12 for 15?
What was the key to scoring from the very get-go? It's seemingly whatever clip you wanted.
Yeah, go Zion!
That. Can you do that for me sometime?
Never. Honestly,
yay, go Richard.
No.
God, you're sitting out, sis.
Oh.
Y'all really
scared. Our production staff is the best. They scare you a little bit?
Yeah, that was not expected. I was like, what?
Melissa.
Oh, wow. Thank
you. Brianna,
wow.
Thank you. The Pelicans. You okay?
No, I'm
going to give you a
40.
Minute.
You can't do that to an old man.
Anything you want to say on Zion as you get your heart rate back down to normal?
No.
I've been taking baby aspirins.
Still to come on NBA Today. Don't look now. The Lakers, they've won 6 of 8. What's the biggest reason for their turnaround? We discuss who's stepped up as of late for Los Angeles. Plus, in the history of the NBA, we've never entered December with this many 30-point scorers, but who is the most impressive? Richard, Vince, and Perk will discuss. Also, we are minutes away from Vince Carter's Upper Room. I'm coming for the lead this week. NBA okay. Today rolls on after right. this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Yeah, you never know what will happen when you watch the NBA in Stephen A's world. You might see something that leaves me flabbergasted. Maybe something that makes me utterly disgusted. Either way, you're going to have a good time. I can promise you that. Don't miss NBA and Stephen A's World. Now, excuse me. I got to get back to Wilbon. He can't stay frozen for this long. He gets cranky.
That's right. The NBA and Stephen A's World is back for tomorrow's huge matchup between the Lakers and the Bucks. Coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN2 and ESPN+. And speaking of the Lakers, they hosted the Trail Blazers last night. Let's go to Crypto.com Arena now, picking it up in the second quarter. 40 seconds left. Lakers up 61-57. LeBron James, clear the way.
I thought he was going to pull up at first. I'm glad he decided to go do that. And look, Nurkic already learned that a long time ago. He doesn't want to play that game against Bron, but Simons misses there, and oh my gosh!
Shaden Sharp, there is a reason that this young man is in the upper room already. And the next possession, 6 seconds left in the half. Russell Westbrook looking, nails the deep three at the buzzer. Going ahead here, midway through the third quarter, the Lakers starting to pull away now. They're up by 12. LeBron James.
With that same old trash step back three.
Nails the three. Lakers lead by 15. Closing seconds here. Russell Westbrook.
Get him, Brody.
Again. He drills it from dang near half court.
If you're not rooting for Brody, man, there's something wrong with you.
Fourth quarter here. Under 8 minutes left to play. Lakers up 12. LeBron, no look pass to Austin Reeves in the corner. Reeves would finish with 22 points.
But the Lakers, there is an energy brewing with this squad. They are playing better basketball. I don't know what they figured out, but Anthony Davis is playing outstanding and he's getting quality support.
Here's LeBron. We're having some fun after the game.
Okay, I won't say the word after that.
Yeah, mother.
We appreciate the edit, LeBron.
Yeah.
And, you know, makes it easier for our production.
Did you see how Austin Reeves was like, yo, get off me, bro? You see that? Nobody else saw that? Like, yo, get off me.
Can I just have my moment? Can I have my moment?
There you go. Back here with Vince, Richard, and Perk. How do we like that post-game sound? Clearly, I mean, it's pretty good. The Lakers, they've been off to a pretty meh start. They started 2-10. They've won 6 of their last 8. Their defense ranks 4th in the league in that span. Their offense went from worst in the league to 6th in the NBA. With all of that being said, I'm curious how we're all seeing this improvement. Richard, I'll start with you here. When you're taking into account all of the biggest reasons for the Lakers' recent success.
Well, look, this 8-game stretch, they're beating the team that they're supposed to beat. Now, look, if your numbers are like defensive efficiency was in the middle of the pack, but offensive and three-point percentage, any team would be 2-10 over that stretch. So the fact that they have jumped their three-point percentage, and we knew there was guys that were shooting well below their average. It's a matter of getting used to everything, and it's just trying to figure it out. You got a brand new head coach there. So there was just a lot of different things that they were trying to figure out. And thank God, because we're going to be forced to talk about them. So at least they're playing like respectable basketball, so it doesn't drive us crazy. That's my only thing.
Vince?
Anthony Davis being Anthony Davis, Alpha Dog 1, the go-to guy. And it must continue to be that way, in my opinion, for the Lakers to continue to have success. We already know LeBron can take over games whenever he wants, but he has to remain patient, allow Anthony Davis to be this guy that he's being, because he's dominating on the glass. He's dominating in the paint. He's getting guys involved. He's doing it all. And he was doing that when LeBron James was out. And my question was, can they do it together? Can they coexist together? And we're seeing him right now take over and keeping that mentality. Keep that mentality, big dog. See what happens.
What do you think, Perk?
I am going with the Brody. You know, Richard just said the spirit, right? It's something about this team that has them playing inspiring basketball, and it's Russell Westbrook. Look, an old man used to tell me, right? My wise man told me, you never know who watching. Well, with Russell Westbrook, we were watching as the media, the front office of the Lakers was watching, the rest of the league was watching to see if he was going to be able to embrace this role of coming in off the bench. But guess who else was watching? The rest of his teammates, right? So all of a sudden, you see Russell Westbrook embrace this role of coming in off the bench. You see the fans gravitate towards him. You start to hear the MVP chants. You start to see him have that smile and that passion again. And then what else happened? Anthony Davis started playing better. Then LeBron James came back off of injury, and he he's back to being LeBron James. And then you see Austin Reeves, and then you see Lonnie Walker. All those guys are starting to play with that passion, and it started with Russell Westbrook setting the tone.
There you go. The Lakers, they start a six-game road trip tomorrow at the Bucks. Then they play the Wizards, the Cavs, the Raptors, the Sixers, the Pistons. You can see all of the games right there.
A lot of winnable games there.
Key stretch for Los Angeles. After the Lakers defeated the Trailblazers on Wednesday, LeBron James concluded his press conference with a question for reporters. James wondered why he hadn't been asked about a photograph of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. You can see it there on your screen. It shows Jones and a group of white boys blocking six black students attempting to enter North Little Rock High School, a desegregated school, when he had been asked about Kyrie Irving. The 1957 photo was a part of a Washington Post story titled Jerry Jones Helped Transform the NFL, Except When It Comes to Race, and includes an examination of Jones's failure to hire black coaches. Here's LeBron James.
I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us questions about that.
Okay.
Hold on. And I don't even want you guys to say nothing. When I watched Kyrie talk and he says, I know who I am, but I want to keep the same energy when we're talking about my people and the things that we've been through. And that Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage, it's on the bottom ticker, it's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago and we all make mistakes, I get it, but it seemed like it's just been buried under like, oh, it happened, okay, we just move on. And I was just kind of disappointed that I haven't received that question from you guys. Appreciate it.
That was LeBron last night. Richard, your reaction to this?
Well, I think it's tough because I think some people, when they watch that, they don't understand, like, you know, you see clips of LeBron James press conferences. But a lot of times for a player of his stature and his platform, he's asked about everything all the time. Did you see this? Or what were your thoughts on this? And even during the shop episode on Thursday Night Football that he has on Amazon, they asked him why he wasn't a Cowboys fan anymore. And it was, you know, he said that he didn't believe in Jerry Jones and some, and the way he had handled some of the stuff during the Kaepernick and the kneeling time. And that was a big moment because that was a lot of news that all of a sudden LeBron James said this, and it was on an NFL broadcast for him to say these things. And then to have this Jerry Jones picture come up just a week or so, 2 weeks later, he's asked about everything. So a lot of times he's prepared to, like, talk about these things. And then when he doesn't, he's probably surprised. And I think one thing that I always remember, when Kyrie was going through his situation and there were so many things and so many people talked about, we talked about in this show, a lot of things that I were hear is, like, players were notably quiet. That's what we kept hearing. That's what I kept hearing. Players were notably quiet. And so while that might have been true, there also was a part where now players are listening and watching, and they're recognizing who is notably quiet. And that's the part that I think he has issue with. You can talk about players being notably quiet, but let's also talk about who's notably quiet during these moments.
Park?
Yeah, and that's a great point because I want to add to that, right? So, I mean, the NFL is notably quiet right now, right? So you just think about the whole situation in general. You don't hear guys like Tom Brady. You don't hear Aaron Rodgers. Hell, you don't even hear Bill Belichick speaking on the situation. Why not? Like, I understand where Bron is coming from, and I'm with him. He's right, right? Like, let's address it. Let's put it out there just like we would do any other athlete or the way that we did Kyrie Irving athlete. But if we go hold everybody accountable, let's hold everybody accountable, because LeBron James is not just the only iconic figure out there in the world that has a powerful voice that people listen to, that people follow, that people look up to as a leader. So at the end of the day, I'm looking at the NFL and I'm looking at, again, Tom Brady, quiet, Aaron Rodgers, quiet, Bill Belichick, quiet. So it's a lot of accountability and a lot of finger pointing we could do all across the board, especially when it comes down to this situation.
Vince?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Where's the lie? what he just said, what LeBron has said, what RJ has said, it's all true. And we have to figure these things out. And what LeBron is saying is, like, you can't point the finger all the time when those three are pointing back at you. So sometimes we got to step up and ask those questions and hold everyone accountable, like Perk said. And now, what's next? That's for me. What happens now? What's next?
In these moments, it's a reminder, right, that our industry, the news industry, the television industry, it's predominantly white. And it's our job to check our biases, to examine our biases, and see how we can continue to be better in covering these stories. I would encourage everyone to check out the Washington Post's entire reporting, including the final essay by Jerry Brewer. It's incredibly poignant. The next chance to see LeBron James and the Lakers, it is tomorrow night. It's right here on ESPN. They play the Bucks at 7:30 Eastern. And the second game of our doubleheader is the Bulls and the Warriors up in Shea Center. Richard and I will be on that.
Let's go.
With J.J. Redick and Ryan Rucco. Coming up on NBA Today, with seven 30-point scorers going into December, we ask about who the most effortless scorer is. Is it Steph, KD, Giannis, someone else? Find out. That's next.
I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. This whole fight, this journey thing is not a solo venture. This is something that requires support.
The V Foundation's Stuart Scott Cancer Research Fund honors Stuart's legacy by awarding grants to scientists who are addressing racial disparities in cancer outcomes and providing opportunities to researchers from diverse backgrounds. ESPN and the V Foundation are proud to support this fund in Stuart's honor. You can support as well by visiting v.org/Stuart.
It's that type of night. He's different.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the man's jam.
Oh, no. The fadeaway three. Good night is right.
Unbelievable. Ain't nobody in this game who's got a knack for doing stuff like that.
He's a walking bucket.
November is behind us. Do you need No Shave November, Richard?
Nah, just my back.
You're disgusting. For the first time in NBA history, there are seven players averaging 30 points as we enter December. No, I'm picturing your back. Luka, Tatum, Steph, Giannis, SGA, Embiid, KD, all combining to smash the previous record of 4 30-point scorers, and that was from the 61-62 season. So bringing everybody back in for this one, you three have combined for a career 219 30-point games. Perk contribute. How many Perk contribute to that one?
What are you calling?
It's fine.
I was dirty.
Y'all have seen plenty more while playing in the NBA. Perk, I love you. I'm not going to start with you here, but Richard, I'm going to let you get a hold of yourself. Vince, who out of the seven making the scoring look easy, who do you think is making it look the most effortless?
Most effortless?
Yeah.
Man, you could pick anybody on that list. I mean, I think a KD. Mm. I think the loudest, for sure, the loudest is Giannis. I'm going to pick Giannis as far as the loudest. Like, his 30 balls are, it's painful when he beats on you.
All right. Richard?
For me, it's got to be Kevin Durant. Like, he's shooting 55%. From the field. That's 2% greater than anybody else in the top 10. He is shooting less field goals than everybody else in the top 10. He just does it with an ease that we've never seen before and we probably won't see again.
Okay, so we said Luka, Tatum, Steph, Giannis, Embiid, SGA, KD. Out of all of these elite scorers, Perk, your team's down by one. The clock's ticking down. Time's winding down. Which one of these guys do you want taking the game-winning shot?
right now, this season, I'm going with SGA.
And
people could trip out and say what they want, but I've seen him close so many games, so many times. He's come up big for Oklahoma City Thunder. I done seen peers, former and current players tweet out on the performances that he has had this season. We're talking about this season, not overall career. I'm putting Shea up there with the best of them, and I'm taking him right now in the fourth quarter, game on the line. Go get me a bucket to seal the deal.
Got an issue with that, Rich?
You know what? No, because I'm not going to disrespect Shea. He's having an outstanding season. Perk is right. Him knocking down game winners. Now, while we might disagree about who's going to get that bucket, right, I think that Shea is having an outstanding season, so I got nothing.
Got no qualms with that, Vince?
Congratulations, Shea.
I leave it alone. He is balling right
now. It's great for everybody.
Well, how about this? What about we go to a very special place? Vince, I think it is time we head to the upper room.
Man, we got to take it. We got to take it there because, man, these boys, wild.
NBA Today, we'll be back after this.
Do you have what it takes to enter the upper room? Show me what you got.
Half amazing Hunter. Oh!
Welcome to the upper room.
A pinnacle ball, throws it down. Oh! Drops the sledgehammer.
The upper room, baby.
What a ridiculous finish from Ja Morant.
Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen.
It's over. It's over.
Tell the people, where are we headed, sir?
To the upper room.
I'm looking for a little bit of this over here. See that? Upper room, let's go.
We are going to the upper room. And just to remind College everybody style. At home, this is how it works. This is a segment where we talk about our favorite dunks. And as a reminder, we will present humbly our nominees to Vince Carter. And then at the very end, he will pick the winner and who gets to go into the upper room. And since I won last week, I am going to start and humbly present to you Vince Carter, one Mr. Miles Turner, because guess what? When you are playing big men and you are a big man, you need to show up and show out. What you got to say about that one?
I saw this. This is aggressive. Like, you know, we talk about attitude and there's levels. He brought attitude. You see here, like, that's aggression. Like,
that is nasty.
At this moment, he felt bad decision.
Yeah.
I just made a bad decision.
He didn't even take it. He leaned away from the charge.
It was so beautiful that in the
moment.
He was like,
I'm taking this charge. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
When I saw that, I was like, this is it. This is the pick.
Like Perk under Blake.
You think you can top that, Kendrick?
Yeah, that was okay. Look, but it's about consistency, okay? And this guy right here, VC, has been popping bottles in the upper room consistently, spending money in the upper room on a consistent basis, week in and week out. And we're talking about Ja Morant, and this shit matters.
Always.
Every single time he got to prove his love to the upper room. Forget the new nominees. Stick with your good clients, your faithful clients, the ones who's coming in there spending money. Look at this here. The degree of difficulty with this, Vince, you know, as a dunker, to have to grab it with your left, bring it back to the right, and throw it down on the run, off of one leg. Hey, Ja Morant, consistency, my brother, popping bottles every week.
Not bad, not bad. Richard, how about you?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there was a lob there by Ja Morant, so it was connection teammate to teammate. You could see it coming, right? Miles Turner, he got the ball, he saw the lane. Do you know how hard it is to catch a ball that's being shot off the glass and time it? That ball was caught behind his head. He didn't reach for it. Watch this. I'm going to go get it. And come on now. Come on now. That takes 12 things to go right in order for that. Look at this. Look, he timed it. He caught it, finished it, flushed it, and let everybody in the building know there was only one dunk on our whole presentation that let everybody know it wasn't an accident. It wasn't an accident, just pure skill, pure ability.
All right, so we have presented the nominees.
He was still going up.
Right, he was still
there are levels to this, we know. Vince, what do you think? Who's going to the upper room?
There are levels. Let me see, we got Malika, you had
Miles Turner.
Okay.
He's killing the
Perk,
drum roll.
You had, okay.
Ja.
Hey, I
Jaden.
I don't promote underage drinking. I don't promote underage drinking. But welcome back, Mr. Shaden Sharp. Welcome back to the Upper Room, baby.
Two times, Shaden. Two times. Look, sometimes, look, I understand. I don't blame. I do not blame Perk. I don't even blame Malika, right? Like, there's only certain people that understand the difficulty of these things. Normally, Perk is under there getting dunked on, so he's seeing it from a very different angle. He doesn't understand the greatness of it. So I'm just going to say, Shaden Sharp, you are an elite, elite dunker. Two times, man, Upper Room. Congratulations, young fella.
Shaden Sharp, two times Upper Room. So where does that, but where does that put us in the leaderboard? Okay, so Perk is still number one. Vince?
Right.
So, you and I are down at the bottom, Rich.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm
the bottom. I'm from the bottom.
NBA Today will be back in 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
What was that?
I don't know.
They need more from Luka than they've ever needed.
The bump and the fadeaway touches.
And he's 23.
I was just going to say
he's 23 years old.
Before we wrap up today's show, we have to quickly preview the only game on tonight's slate. The Mavericks at the Pistons, and Luka's averaging 33-8-8. That's a combined 49 points, rebounds, and assists. And odds makers have his total for those categories set at 48.5 tonight. So Vince, taking the over or under real quick.
See, yes, for sure, without a doubt.
Taking
triple
the over.
Double.
There you
over.
Go. Rich?
Well, I think I'm going to take the under only because I don't know if he's going to play that long. I lied. I might have said the over on the chart. They're going to be mad. But I'm going to take the under because I don't think the Detroit Pistons, he's not going to play in the fourth.
Perk?
Why is it?
He's just like this. We go in over under
Perk. Even if he don't play in the fourth, he's going to get it done in three quarters. Pistons, I feel sorry for your loss.
That's going to do it for us. NFL Live is coming up next. We will
see you tomorrow.
I don't know what I'm going to do.